Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Fans, the game is over. Welcome to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. Bet above the rest. Only at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Milwaukee. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 21 seasons. We'll hear from the manager, the players, and the highlights from the game. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen and Tommy Wirtz on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
And a fly ball to deep left center. Back at the wall. Ortiz has left the building. That's an answer from Ortiz. That's his fifth hit of the day. Listen to the chants of Joey in St. Louis.
Joey!
Oh,
Joey!
You can hear
Joey,
it.
Joey! Oh, Joey. Man! What a dog! Joey!
It is a final from St. Louis, the game and the doubleheader. And those results are good.
Ooh.
This game, too, a 10-2. Brewers needed this offensive runaway. There's Tommy Wirtz, Tim Allen, Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. They wanted this. They needed this. They kind of needed this, but you know, maybe more than anything, in a doubleheader. Are you kidding me?
Are you?
You get game one going seven innings with your starter. Game two, oh, he does a little bit better than that. I'm gonna one up you. I'm gonna two up you. 7 2/3. Of two-run ball.
Is this malpractice for starting with Joey Ortiz's homer when Luis Lara debuted?
Right side, base hit. One run scores. Here comes Pratt. The throw goes to third. It is late. Lara takes second. First big league knock for Luis Lara, and he drives in a pair.
At that time, that was big.
That was huge.
At that time, it went from one zip to three zip, a little bit of breathing room. And Luis Lara, welcome to the big leagues.
Yes.
Had a hit and a walk, two knocked in. That was nice for Luis Lara. Excellent. So the Brewers, they sweep the doubleheader. And as we said earlier and last night, maybe mainly, very difficult in baseball to sweep the doubleheader. It's like in football. It's very difficult to beat a team three times in one year.
Mm. Brewers sure make that theory look stupid.
Yeah, they did. They did. And again, I think it starts with the pitching, obviously. But I think this game, just to relax that bullpen a little bit more, you use two pitchers in game two of a doubleheader. Usually that can be a nightmare. I mean, you're wearing it. Or as Murphy said the other day, you might have to eat it.
Mm.
And that just, no, that's that didn't count today. Mizorowski, 7 innings, 3 runs. Gas goes 7 2/3. Is Gasser now starting to become maybe in that mold of, well, I don't know about that Henderson fella. Maybe we ought to think about this Gasser dude.
Oh,
because
no.
People did sleep a little bit on Gasser in terms of this, Tommy, in terms of, man, Gasser's going to be in this rotation. He's really good.
He's going to be in the rotation in the future and throughout this season, maybe too. But ultimately, he's competing with Brandon Sproat. He's not competing with Logan Henderson in my mind. Hey, you know what? If he's more available than Logan Henderson, great. But we're all pointing to this week, the end of this week, we're probably going to see him too.
I mean, I was looking around on social media throughout the afternoon and evening tonight. And those of you that think Jacob Mizorowski had a bad day or the league is on him now and things like that, I don't know, man.
You know what I would take?
I would take 7 innings and 3 runs.
I would take the bad day Jacob Mizorowski had today.
Just
I would
today.
Take it. Absolutely.
My goodness.
Every time.
Stop.
Go ahead. Go ahead and just call it a bad day and do that every time.
Just go out and have a bad outing every time out.
Please. Thank you very much.
Get out of here. That's just kind of goofy. All right. I want to get your reaction here as the Brewers. What's with the seventh inning these days? They just figure, well, we always got the seventh, so don't worry about things early on in the game. Christian Yelich wanted to play so bad in this second game, he told his boss, I'm playing.
Oh, you know me, I'm getting there at 7:30. Oh, I'm going to do that.
Ground ball hit towards the middle. Going to get the run home.
Painful.
Yelich drives in the run. It's 1-0 Milwaukee.
Wow.
We're in a good spot when the Brewers score runs and it's painful. Let's face it. I mean, we kind of are. They're getting traffic, and you thought, uh-oh, this is going to be running in scoring position. Nightmare again? Ah, not so much later on in the game. Seventh spot in that seventh inning on 6 hits, 11 men to the plate. Ortiz started that thing with a home run. You had Cooper Pratt with a 2-run double. You had Gary Sanchez, 2-run single. Jackson Churio jumped in with an RBI base hit.
And honestly, the Brewers are just better when Bryce Terang is good, too.
That's a shot towards the gap in right center. Lara's on the move. Lara's going to be sent around third. There's going to be a play at home. The throw from Wynn all the way through, and it's lead. Lara's showing off the speed as Terang doubles home another run.
Look at Luis Lara just getting right into the action right there in today's 10-2 Game 2 victory, Game 2 of the doubleheader. We're confused, Tommy, sometimes. We're talking off the air a little while ago. It's like, are we talking about Game 2 of the series? Is it Game 1? Game 2 of the series would be Game 1 of the doubleheader. Game 2 of the doubleheader is actually Game 3 of the series.
Right, and Joey Ortiz had 5 hits today.
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 Not in Games 1 and 2.
Not
games 1 and 2 of the doubleheader.
Right, not in one game, but in one day. It's just ridiculous. Okay, I mean, double, you know what? I'm going to say it. Doubleheaders stink. Split doubleheaders stink.
You
just
know,
go back to back games. Play 18 innings for all I care.
Reevaluating the doubleheader, because it's been a while since I've worked a doubleheader.
Oof.
As I stated the other day, that the last place I was at with the post game show, they just didn't let me do 2 post game shows. When it was a doubleheader, they would just say, just wrap it all up after game 2, which I thought was kind of nuts. But so now, in terms of just how Major League Baseball works, I don't know. Maybe they ought to think about, if needed, those games toward the end. Would you be okay with that instead of doubleheaders? But those could stack up. Rainouts could stack up too, Tommy.
Okay, what about dumb idea? 18 inning game worth 2 games.
Worth you get points for the first 9 innings.
It's actually, we Savannah banana it, and each inning is worth a game.
Yes.
And
yes.
Instead of 162, you play 153, but the last day is just 9 games all in one day.
Who's the MVP of this doubleheader?
Ooh, it's Joey.
I think so.
It's Joey of the doubleheader. It is
Look
Joey
at his
Ortiz
defense too.
Oh my God, he threw that ball from left field today, man.
Yep.
I don't know if Jordan Walker was out. Honestly, it was pretty close. I'm surprised they didn't challenge
I'm
it.
I guess he was safe.
It was close, but the effort alone, like, kudos to the umpire. Just like make him challenge that. Go ahead, because he probably should have Marmol and. God, Ollie Marmol, man. I know we all are anti the guy in Chicago. Ollie Marmol stinks too. Like that guy, just smug all the time. You can tell he hates the Brewers.
He definitely does.
I don't want to. You know what? If I'm ranking him on who I want to have a beer with, he's near the bottom of the list of Major League Baseball managers.
Stock is coming down on him, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We talked to our buddy Matt Pauly the last couple of years on the air, and I think you've worked with Matt.
Oh, yeah, I used to do Brewers post games with Matt Pauly.
Yeah, and he had said that Marmol, the fan base, is not particularly pleased with him. That's a good thing. To see the Cardinals under some strife right now, That's just a great thing. Did you see how many people were there? There might have been more Brewer fans than Cardinal fans in there.
Well, I'm sure they're going to say there was 25,000 there, which was a lie as well. It is kind of crazy how Cardinals fans, like just like that, have stopped supporting the team.
Yep, gone.
Because you remember how ruckus that place could get and how passionate that town is about baseball usually. Yep. And within a matter, I mean, they just won the division like 4 years ago, three years ago, 22, right? They won the division in 22, the year the Brewers kind of blew it.
24, yeah.
Yeah. So, what happened? What happened? Now they hate baseball over there? That's okay, fine, cool. It couldn't happen to a nicer group of people.
All right, you want to get in a phone call?
Let's get in two? One before the break one. Here. We'll get one in. Harley over at the VA. What's up, Harley?
Hey, guys. First of all, whoever put that on social media about Miz needs professional help. Really? I mean, come on. I mean, the guy's outstanding. The whole pitching staff has been outstanding. Getting to Ortiz, MVP all the way. I think Fergie said this afternoon if he's a good third baseman, please. He's an outstanding third baseman.
Harley, Joey Ortiz's OPS went up 45 points today.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, they're talking about Joey and the offense, and I wouldn't, you know, Kenny and everybody else is going to throw a fit, but I would not change this offense one bit. They have the chemistry. They're winning games. I wouldn't bring in another guy. We just did. He was sitting down in Nashville. His name's Luis Lara. Mm-hmm. He had a fantastic game. The kid can run. He can hit. I mean, you know, everyone was clamoring for a hitter and a player. If you watch the game tonight, we got him. He's here.
Yep.
You know, I mean, why would you trade for someone that would break up the chemistry of the ball club? Now, when it comes to pitching, Timmy, I agree with you and you, Tommy, that, you know, we need help in the bullpen. But I'm not going to, you know, we've got Patrick, we've got Dorn, we've got, you know, I'm not going to give away the farm. You know, I just think this team is pretty darn good just where we are. Do they need a few tweaks? Yes. But I'm not willing to give up a lot to just the winning games.
That's the thing. Yes. At 25 games over 500, again, I'm going to say it again, and I've been repeating this the last few weeks. When trade talks come about on this show, the organization could make the argument, man, why would we give away a bunch of prospects at this point when we're winning at this pace here? I'm not saying I agree or disagree. I'm just saying they could say that.
Plus, if you do make a trade, that's not guaranteed. You know, let's say you go for Struble just for sake of conversation. You know, he's not going to walk in and just guarantee, you know, lock down. You know, we know what we have. We're winning. You know, life is good. One more just quick public service announcement. This week, Saturday, there's a 5K run walk at the VA for the Fisher House. The Fisher House is a place for catastrophic veterans. Their family can stay with them and stuff. So if any listeners want to do something on Saturday, feel free. Okay, guys, awesome. Have a good show.
Thank you, Harley.
Thank you, Harley. Thanks for your service as well. Yeah, that would be cool this weekend. Get involved and help support Harley and his friends. I like it when we discuss things and we look back on it. And is Luis Lara going to perform better than Blake Perkins?
Yeah.
You would think, right?
Well,
we don't know that.
I mean, we also thought Cooper Pratt was going to perform better than Joey Ortiz, and that's just not the case right now.
And now Joey's just taking over.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Who knows? Right, Greg Jones is up next.
I feel bad for him.
Oh, man.
He didn't get in on any of the fun.
If he doesn't get a hit in his first at-bat, I will feel bad for him. You can't let his average get lower than 95.
You have Jackson Churia out there hitting opposite hand. and Craig Jones is sitting on the
Craig bench. Jones.
What do
like,
I need to
you
do?
You ass.
All right, you guys on hold. We see you there. We'll get to you after the break. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim and Tommy, a 10-2 Brewers win. They sweep the doubleheader today.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Get right to you guys after the doubleheader sweep today. Game 2, 10-2, as the Brewers and Robert Gasser. Gass was dynamite. 7 2/3, two-run ball. And Nicolay Law talking text line at 414-677-1250. This guy wants to talk about a walker in the state of Missouri. I think he's going to get a lot of work in that backfield, Ken.
Hey guys, before I issue my
it's a Kenneth Nobody, Walker joke. I got it.
It's
I got
a
it.
Kenneth Walker.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, 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 on a baseball went, show. Good play, Tim. Good play.
very good. Before I issue my formal apology, I got to give you some Joey.
See, now we got to keep this going.
Yeah.
This started. Okay, now we've got the guy on hold. I will say that Fergie gave him the card. That is one of the cooler stories I've heard on the show in a while, where he went through Sophia Minert and got him his one of one card, rookie card, which is really, really cool. Now, Fergie, you can take some. I'm telling you what, this started when, and whether it was a joke or not, it started when the Joey chance came out.
It was, yes.
It did.
It did. It absolutely did. Yes.
Keep them going.
Oh, yeah. We do Joey chance every time we're at the ballpark, home or on the road. But, right. Jordan Walker, of course, his first at-bat after I point out how well the Brewers pitching staff keeps him in check, and if Mizorowski, of all guys, as well.
Yes, and you even warned
you
us.
You did say it was going to happen. Yeah.
Yes, you said at the risk of jinxing this thing, yes.
Right, right. And so I should say some other things like, wow, you know, the Brewers have never won a World Series, right?
yes. You
know, maybe I'll jinx that. That would be nice. But anyway, other stuff I got on this game. How about the last three starting pitching performances after those three short starts over the weekend to get things back on track?
Had to have them, needed them big time. Yes.
How do you feel about Gasser at the end of the rotation, Ken? Are you like putting him ahead of anyone, or is he still the guy outside looking in?
Well, I think with Woody going down, the emergence of Gasser could be well-timed, and I think you got to let things ride with him, even when Henderson gets back, until he kind of shows a weakness. You know, it's nice to have another lefty in there as well. But I heard your conversation with Harley there, and here's where I'm at. I'm of the opinion that we still need to go out and get another frontline-type pitcher for the postseason. Because, you know, this rotation, it's working fine in the regular season when we're playing against St. Louis, who, you know, they've had a nice start to the year, but that's not the competition that we are going to be running into to try to get to that World Series goal. And I think we need an elite arm, and maybe it's Skubal, maybe it's not, but I like the idea of having a big front three. And I think we have the prospect capital to do it. And we don't know if there's going to be a full season next year. So,
that's,
you know,
true.
This is the year, I think, to try to make a run. We've never had a team. This is the best start we've ever been off to in franchise history. I would like to see a big arm coming in. And I do think we need a bullpen arm as well. But and if Joey starts to hit a little bit like he did last year, you know, because Junie took off last year as well and had a halfway decent second half. And, you know, if you get him hitting just a little bit, that helps the lineup up.
All right, Kenny. Thanks for the call. We appreciate that. And, yeah, I'm sorry you missed my Kenneth Walker in the state of Missouri.
Yeah.
He's now a Kansas City Chief.
I got it. I forgot to laugh.
Is that as bad as the Matt?
No.
In Madison?
No, you're way miles ahead of that. That one, at least Kenneth or a Walker. Whatever,
in
a
Missouri.
Texas Ranger in Missouri. I don't remember what you were talking about, but whatever it was, like, I got that one. Yeah, there was a little bit of creativity to that one. Mattison
That was great.
That was the worst thing you've said on the air. I almost dumped it.
Sportsbook postgame show here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. 10-2, the Brewers win and sweep the doubleheader today. Plenty of time for you on the other side. Stick around.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
7 different Brewer players knocked in at least one run in this game. That's about time.
You know what? Let me cut the music. Jeff Levering, say snowman.
Come on,
what,
Jeff.
What are you doing?
I didn't remind him over text. I should have.
You shouldn't have to. He knows did we make fun of him too hard? Is that what
no,
it was?
No, he played into it.
Well, then say snowman, because that's ridiculous. I had multiple people be like, "Where's the snowman? Where's snowman?" Him up beautifully. They were at 8. It wasn't like it was 8 then 9 and it messed up the snowman.
So at American Family Field, the next time 8's on the board, everyone turn to the press box and start chanting, "Snowman, snow."
We want snowmans.
Just like the Joey chants.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And so, Jeff Levering, as far as I'm concerned, you're on my poop list until snowman gets set again.
Brewers win 10-2 in the nightcap of this day-night doubleheader, a 4-3 win in game one. And now, they've got a 4-game winning streak going right now. 3 obviously over the Cardinals. They take the series. I think important to point out and somewhat significant here, this 11 into the All-Star break. This organization over the course of years, Tommy, you go back and you look at going back to 2014, I think I had the metrics. Into All-Star breaks, this team has not done well. In fact, that might be a misstatement. They've done bad. Now, they've, of course, corrected that here as of late in the last few years, but it was horrendous for a while. Every year they would limp into the break on a skid. 2-7 into the break. 1-6 into the break. A 5-game sweep by the Pirates into the break. Those types of things. Now, this 11-game, 3-city road trip, you're sitting at 5-1 already. 6 games into it. I mean, obviously, there's 5 games left, 3 in Pittsburgh, these 2 in St. Louis. But they've got a chance to really do some damage into that break and celebrate. So one at a time, man.
Tim, when you look like 58-33 looks
gaudy.
Ridiculous.
It's a gaudy number.
It looks crazy when you see it. I mean, they're now like 6 games, 5.5 games up on the Braves out of nowhere.
Yep.
The Cubs, who are 11 games over 500, are still 7 games back of the Brewers right now. I mean, if the Brewers were in any other division versus the second place team, they'd have a better record.
And the herd is now on the Cardinals. I mean, they're really treading water now.
10.5, 4 games up over 500.
10.5. Wow. All right. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250.
Let's go to Brian over in Maguanago. Brian, you're up next, boss man. What you got for us?
Hey, I had a couple real quick comments. I love your show. It's crazy. I wanted to make just one quick comment on the earlier game. I happened to listen to it on the radio because I was working with clients. And the clown that was doing the play-by-play for the game said that Ortiz hit that guy like the Bear linebacker. And the guy called him out right away and said, "Wouldn't you rather say Ray Nitschke?"
Yeah, that was Maurer.
I mean, what a clown. What a clown. That guy should be fired for saying something so stupid. I mean,
I don't think he's that bad. Do you?
Well, I'm not saying he's bad, but I'm telling you, I think they got him off the free agent wire. But that was just a terrible call. What would ever make him think about a Bear player in a Brewer game?
Well, he wasn't born here. That's why.
I know, but I just think that he had a Joe Biden moment. Into this game here, it was really incredible, is that this pitching is good, but you know what? We can't get ahead of ourselves and have fool's gold, because I'm going to tell you, and do you know what the number 64 means to you?
Yeah, the year I was born.
Well, no, that's probably the greatest 64. But, no, 64 is the magic number for the Brewers to clinch the division.
Okay.
Any combination of Brewer wins, Cub losses will give the Brewers their third straight title in the Central. But my other comment is we can't get ahead of ourselves and get all excited, because when we get into a game six, a game seven of maybe a division series, maybe even the National League pennant again, and nothing take away from Pratt and Lara and these guys and Hamilton when he comes back. But when you're going to go up against guys like Freeman, and you guys are going to go up like Teoscar Hernandez, and the Dodger catcher, or you know somebody else from
just say the Dodgers, Brian.
Yeah, okay, the Dodgers. I was just trying to give some people a hope, but you know, got to live on a prayer like Bon Jovi, right? But the thing is that they need one hitter. They still need. I mean, I would love to see Paredes of Houston at third. I don't know if they're going to get a DH from Houston because you know, they already got Yelich batting left-handed. But they need that one bat for when they go through that 3 or 4 game stretch where they can only score one run every other game, and that's going to happen. It happens to everybody.
I think it's a different. It's a different scenario. There's no way that this offense does what they did in the NLCS last year. No chance they'd repeat that this year. Zero chance.
But they got to be tough, and you've got to have three solid big time pitchers to come into a series. Because if you have the Miz have an off game or something, like he did today, you don't want these young guys to panic. You just need that one. They're just like one or two little pieces away.
I would agree. They're probably two pieces away from where we would all just kind of all agree that these are the two. Okay, fine. We're set and go. That would be a reliever for sure. We would all agree on that. Then where the debate would it be an offensive player or a starting pitcher? That's where the disagreement would be.
I think that they have intangibles that they could stick in occasionally for a starter. But I think that, you know, you need offense when you get to the playoffs. And I think the Brewers have enough pitching today, if no other thing but to squeak by. But they need that one other hitter that's going to bring confidence down the bench, because these guys are just playing so well together. And we forget a little bit. Let's give credit to the manager again. I mean, this guy is awesome. Yeah. The best thing that might have happened in the city of Milwaukee is Craig Council went south.
Mm.
Yeah. That might have been the best thing that ever happened to the Brewer organization.
Could be. Brian, thank you for the call. Good conversation. I mean, it could result in a World Series title. That move alone. It could. Now, go back in that NLCS. The Dodgers put up 9 runs in game 1, and then they had 11 runs in game 2, and then they had 6 runs in game. They didn't do that. Just saying, guys, this, I'm not saying it has to be linear, but with this team, it does seem like it, does it not?
Well, here's what I'm saying. I think that if they don't do anything, I will not be upset. I think I'm like getting to that boat.
And if here's where I'm at then. Okay, I'm gonna sort of meet you in the middle. If they don't do, because I know they'll do something.
Right, they're gonna do something.
For me, if they don't do anything splashy, I think I'm okay with that.
How can you be Matt Arnold and think, all right, I've assembled a team that is 25 games above 500 currently right now. Near the All-Star break. And then after that, I have the number one farm system in baseball with the number one prospect in baseball, mm-hmm. The most top 100 guys. Yes, I know they're not going to all work out. But you have team control under 4 of the 5 starting pitchers in your rotation for like 4 more years. Like this... you know how hard it is? Like, when you know how sustainable the Brewers could be. Like, the Brewers will be in this conversation for years to come.
Again and again and again.
Every year for the next 4 years, the Brewers... Man, you better hope. Major League Baseball better hope that they don't put a salary cap in, because the Brewers might ruin baseball.
I mean, they would ruin baseball.
That the Brewers could ruin baseball if they're able to retain all the players that they have now developed in their system and are getting up through their farm. Oh man, if a cap comes in Milwaukee, like congratulations, like that that would be unreal. So I do think that if they went out and they got a Scooble or they got a Buxton or a big name guy, yeah, I'm pumped. I'm happy for them.
Sure.
But like we've been saying, you could argue that they don't need to do anything.
I'm just saying, look at the numbers on their starting rotation. I mean, on top of everything you just said, look at they are one of, if not the best rotation in the game.
Yeah, right now, looking at what they have done this year as a starting rotation.
One of, if not the best in the game, they're right there. That's how you get to 25 games over. And you let the offense grow organically.
I just had it under for only individual players there. But so the Brewers this season, just for a reference point, the pitching this year, the starting pitching, they have the lowest team ERA in baseball, 3.30 right now. As that's not just the starters, that is all together. As a starting rotation, it is 3.21. That is also the best in Major League Baseball.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not going to say shoot down any of these trade rumors, but as of right now, I couldn't be happier with how the Brewers have performed to this point during the season.
And I wouldn't freak out if they don't do a splashy move.
Yeah.
Would we all want them to? I had this conversation, one of my first sports talk industry conversations was with Phil Garner.
Yeah.
The manager of the Brewers. And I was talking to him about, it was a trade deadline talk, as a matter of fact. And I was talking, shouldn't the Brewers just... I was so bad. It's just really bad. And shouldn't the Brewers go after this guy? And then what about that guy? I mean, you guys could use... And he's like, well, of course we would. Because I was naming superstars at the time. He's like, yeah, of course we would. But sometimes it's just not... It just doesn't materialize. It doesn't come to fruition. It doesn't work for any number of reasons. We'd all like that. Yes. Go get Scooble. Yes, okay, fine. Go get Chapman, too, while you're at it. Get him. And then one more reliever. And then, let's see, can you name me a left side power bat? Go get him, too.
Sure.
Of course we'd all like that.
Yeah, yeah, I completely get why you want it. And I would think, yeah, on paper, that would push this team over. I get that, but the more and more they just... I mean, the Cubs are 7-3 in their last 10. The Brewers gained a game on them. Gained a game on them in the last 10 games now because of that. With the Cubs being as hot as they are, the Brewers just don't. They're just finding ways to win. Yeah. They're finding ways to win
different
in a very
ways.
Tough division. Let's get keep going on the callers here. Let's get a bunch of them in now. Front Row Ferguson, what's going on, boss man?
Hey, guys. Tommy, can you do me a favor? Can you pull up Joey's stats from the 30th till today?
From the 30th of June?
Yes.
So okay. Yeah, I got you. I got you.
With the 30th or just the month of July?
With the 30th.
Okay.
With the 30th.
While you're doing that, somebody mentioned Craig Counsell out. You and I talked a little bit off air last year, and I was wondering if Craig Counsell was, in fact, the limiting factor for the Brewers this year. And I'm starting to really believe that, and it's not because he's a bad coach, per se. He does not like and does not typically play young players much. It's not his MO. He's a very veteran-biased kind of guy.
It seems like it, yes.
And you cannot do what the Brewers have been doing these last couple of years now with a manager who will not play call-ups. Luis Lara comes up and literally, hey, you're starting. And that doesn't happen on council teams. And if you listen to any of the Cubs postgame stuff, which, by the way, I highly recommend after a loss, it is some of the highest form of comedy you will ever hear in your entire life. I am over the moon. I will not listen to you some nights, especially when we pay the Cubs. If we beat them, it's all night. All I'm doing is looking for streamers talking about the Cubs because it's just nice. Hilarious. So I think that as much as I don't like Craig Counsell, I have to thank him for leaving. You know, it was almost like addition by subtraction. There's that. As far as moves, I do think they're going to go get a starter. I really feel like they've got a glut of talent at several positions in the minors. These guys are going to be log jammed. You can't use them all. So you have to play those poker chips in any way that you can.
I don't understand, Ferguson, why they wouldn't bring up Jet Williams if they weren't thinking they could probably shop him.
He's got more value without his clock running. That's why.
I'm just saying, like, they're gonna have. He will be a part of the 40 man by the end of the season because of Rule 5 eligibility. If they want to keep him,
I think he's a movable piece for the reasons that you know we've all talked about. You've got log jams. Where if you do call him up, where does he go? Who's coming down? Mm-hmm. Who are you losing?
Just so you're aware, Joey Ortiz has not drawn a walk since June 30th, so that's your fault. On the other side of things, he's hitting 370. He's hitting 370.
370.
Since the 30th, right. And his slugging is over 530.
And that's when he gave the card.
I am amending my statement from earlier today, saying I don't think I had anything to do with it. The card is the talisman. I'm going to go ahead and die on that hill right now. Taking it. I'll take my win when I can get it. Beer Count Kenny can lambast me all he wants, and I'm here for it. Take your shots, buddy. I'm ready. All in good fun, of course. Sure. Joey, the defense he's playing at third is beyond remarkable. Yeah. The throw he made tonight is that's like gold glove, platinum glove level defense.
I've never seen a throw that far from third base.
I've seen a few. They're rare.
Who was it? Mark Belanger?
I mean, he threw him out from left field all day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. And, you know, I was talking with a buddy of mine over dinner tonight, and we were talking about Joey, and he made the comment that he thinks he's better at third, and it got me thinking, third's a reactionary position.
Yes. Yeah.
And Joey's biggest strength on defense is his first move is super quick. When he's playing third, he's not thinking. He's reacting. He completely frees his mind, and the results at the plate show it. When he came up, when the Brewers had him every day at third base his first year with us, he was offensively passable. I mean, he was never going to be a silver slugger. That's just not who he is. But
you get busted, Mr. Ferguson?
I don't know if Kenny called somebody or something.
Swatted at it?
I know what it is. The promo police.
Gosh.
Yeah. We didn't do a promo.
It's a glitch.
I honestly believe that he's probably going to stick at third after what I saw today.
Seems like
both sides of the ball. You know, and I feel bad for Hamilton. You know, it sucks to get hurt and kind of lose your job.
No, I don't think he's going to lose his job. I think they're going to platoon Fergie. I do. When Hamilton's healthy, they'll go back to the platoon.
They may platoon Hamilton and put him in at short. You may see more of that than you see him playing at third.
Hopefully. Because that means Joey Ortiz is doing well.
Yeah.
If that's
Yeah. As long as Joey continues to perform the way he has, and no, he's not going to hit a home run every night.
And hits right-handers.
Yes. You know, if he's up there if he's having good at-bats, Murph's huge on good at-bats.
Yep.
If showing patience at the plate, the watch thing, yeah, okay. Then again, he's been hitting ninth. They're going to throw to him. They're not going to walk him at the nine hole. You're going to get a pitch to hit. So that doesn't really surprise me too much. But he's showing discipline at the plate now. You know, he seems focused. He seems locked in. He's seeing the ball better. I noticed there's he added a little toe tap. I don't know if that's helped with his rhythm. You know, this kid's just working. And I, you know, of all
I think he's on this team the rest of the year. He's on this team the rest of the year and through the postseason.
He will be on a postseason roster without a doubt. And I think that fans in Milwaukee really do appreciate the fact that this kid just keeps working. Yeah, it's not always great results, but that's a Milwaukee attitude.
Absolutely. That's where the Joey chance came from. Fergie, thanks.
Thanks,
man.
Mr. Ferguson. We got to move on here. Next guy up, let's go to North Carolina. Our guy Justin out over there. What's up, Justin?
Yo, I'm lost right now, man. I'm hearing all these damn trade talks and we need more offense. We just scored 10 damn runs. We scored 4 runs the night before. Pitchers giving up like 1 or 2 runs a game. But we went, like, come on. Look, we got the guys here. You just saw Laura come up tonight, and you see what that kid does. Hey, Timmy, Tommy, I saw this dude with my own 2 eyes, maybe 4 eyes, and it was absolutely amazing. He was doing this stuff in AAA. Like, I'm with you guys. All we need is some bullpen help. And that's because guys are going to get tired and stuff like that. We need a Nick Mears-like guy, whoever else. I'm forgetting it. My mind's at a blank right now. I think if we have Laura on his roster right now, we're talking about a 6 or 7-game win streak, and you all know how I love Blake Perkins. And it's so hard for me to say that, but he's just light and day better. As far as Joey Ortiz, here's a thought. Maybe he got put back into his comfort position as third base versus maybe shortstop, and he's finding his mojo again. Because I don't think he's a bad player. And I'm happy the fans are chiming Joey. I know it pisses some people off and some people roll their eyes. But the thing for me, and I said it, if the Philadelphia Philly fans could cheer Trey Turner when he's at his all-time low, we need to do that for our guys. But, you know, I'll never boo a guy anyways because I'm from that Timmy Allen school of thought.
Weren't they on the positive side, weren't they kind of picking up Alec Baum at one point a few years ago as well?
That was another one, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And look, what is going to take to get Scuba on something? And I hear, and look, I'm no smarter than anybody else that calls this show. Like, you all are great. And I love each one of your takes, but I'm just like, damn, can we have these debates when we get our ass kicked? Not when we just sweep the St. Louis car. Like, got to pop a bottle. Have fun. We just beat the alleged best baseball fans. We sent them out of their stadium because they're a great sports town, right, Tommy? They said that about the Rams, and the Rams left them. They said it about the Screws. I mean, the Blues. They suck. And the Cards suck now, too.
But yeah, that's great. At least they have the Battle Hawks.
Man, I just don't understand how people are so upset. And, oh, man, it's like doom and gloom. Brian and McGuanago, your beer is on me, brother. Go to the store. I'll cash up you. Timmy Allen has my number. He'll send it to me. Like, you got to be happy when we're winning. And stop worrying about the gosh damn Los Angeles Dodgers. Live in the moment.
Yeah,
because I remember 15 years ago. Sorry, Tony, let me cut you off. But I'm just so excited because we're winning baseball. Do you remember this in 2001 when the damn stadium opened? Or how about you guys were talking about the rainout that we had in whatever it was when it was the 6th inning and we were so bad they just called it a tie? That's because they knew our game wouldn't matter for the Cincinnati Reds. In. We are a winning baseball team. We're the best goddamn baseball team in baseball, and folks need to be happy about it. Stop waiting for it to piss on your parade. It's not going to do that. We're the best. Free the pipe bomb. I'm gone. Be happy. Free the fat broads.
Jeez. Hey, free them too, huh?
You know what? There's only one guy who would want to follow that up. Go ahead. Crack the beer, Kenny.
Oh, my God. Hang on, boys.
Oh. That's a doubleheader beer right there.
Yeah.
Well.
Several.
That, Justin, my guy, I love that cat. I don't even know where to start after that, but I got to start back with Harley. Harley, dude, thank you for your service. 250th America, fabulous. Dude, I would never get mad at you about anything when you said, oh, Kenny don't like this. No, here's the deal. I just made a comment about Ortiz because it took him a year and a half to start hitting. I'm glad he's actually hitting.
Of course, we're all Brewers fans. We want him to do well. You don't want him to do bad to win an argument.
No. This is the misconception. You know, we all have our opinions on different things, and that's what makes the show so great. But the fact of the matter is that Joe, here, when I said earlier, when I called in for those who were listening, in the first win, and now this Brewer team won the series 25 over, we're getting closer and closer at 99 plus. But my point is, here, it's very simple. We want our guys to do well. And Joey Ortiz now, he's better at third base. I said early on, MLB, when they interviewed Joey Ortiz as being the everyday shortstop, he came right out and said, I'm not accustomed to doing that. I'm not used to taking all these plays at shortstop. And now I got to learn for my body to adjust to it and hit. He couldn't do it. So it was a great thing to move him back to third base. He clearly seems to have fallen into his comfort zone. That's an outstanding thing. The kid Cooper Pratt, when you said, well, he's not doing that well, are you kidding me? He's doing outstanding for taking over at shortstop. Here's a kid who's a rookie. He's coming in, and he's handling the job, and he's hitting way better than Ortiz did in his first stint. So with that being the case, it's a double whammy from that standpoint. We're getting two guys that are performing. We're winning at a high rate. It is fabulous. So beautiful. I agree with what Justin is saying. Now, I will also say this. In terms of Ferguson, you know, I know everybody's been on this Ortiz kick and so on and so forth. There's a lot of good points that are made by so many people, but you have to look at this from the standpoint of, great, we're doing well now. Yes, we want to see all these wins, but we have to start thinking about how we're going to win a World Series. And I think that's what the powers to be are doing. They realize that this team is going to still need help. This team is still going to need more to add to their chemistry. Chemistry is key. What did I say, Tim and Tommy, at the beginning of the year? If you can't build chemistry, you cannot win title.
It is so important. And I'd mentioned a few, probably a month ago or so, a spike of youthful energy. You guys remember we had that conversation, Alara. I think the show itself, I won't take all the credit for it, but the show itself said, can Luis Lara do better than Blake Perkins? Because at that time he was hitting 091, I believe it was. And we all agreed that, yeah, he could. But I added on top of that, you know, great seasons are made of special stories. And that spike of a youthful, energetic, a Cooper Pratt plus Alara, I mean, we're seeing it written out. Now, well, let's see how it plays out. I mean, Lara could go into the tank. We don't know. But it's another storyline here. Look at the long-term signings of guys that had never played in the big leagues for this organization.
Mm-hmm. How about
Jackson,
the resurgence
Churio,
and
Cooper
Garrett.
Pratt, and Luis Lara, they're all in the bigs right now.
Yeah, but the resurgence of a Garrett Mitchell. This kid, what he's brought to this team after coming back from being hurt two consecutive seasons in a row and being able to overcome what he's done. I mean, your outfield right now is Frelick, Mitchell, Churio. You can't get around that.
Well, and a breakout of Jake Bowers and a healthy William Contreras, like, and a Terang quantum leap in the middle of last year. Like, this entire team is kind of a trust the process a little bit too, Ken.
Kind of.
Correct.
Yes.
I couldn't agree more. You have Bowers, you have Vaughn, right? You have two legitimate first basemen, Bowers who can play the outfield. But now you're solidifying your infield, and that's what you need to do in the second half. You have a solid outfield. You're adding some pieces with Lara. You're going to continue to add some pieces to the offense.
Added Greg
this
Jones.
Get out of here with this Greg Jones talk. This is all stupid talk with him. And the only reason, get out of here, Tim, you goofy. Who did you share a left-hander with, Uncle James tonight? Come on, get off them gummies. And I love Uncle James, my guy. But listen, the reality is we know why Greg Jones is here. He's here as a temporary fix as they continue to move this offense forward. But the reality is that this pitching staff is going to need a little more. This offense is going to have to continue to perform at a high level. But the consistency is what we're seeing, and that's what we all love, baby. Brewers all the way. We're going to the World Series.
We'll see. I mean, there's still a lot between here and there. And I love the journey part of it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's always fun looking down the road a piece.
KJ, Tony, Brett will get you, I promise, on the other side. Got to take a break, boss.
I was listening to Joe Madden today on an interview. I want to convey this message from Madden, and I actually agree with this, what he said. Normally, I would disagree with a lot because he had a Cub uniform on. But I'll tell you about it after the break here. And are the Brewers in that situation? I'll ask that question to you, Tommy, after the break. Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. 10-2, the Brewers capped the doubleheader with a sweep. We'll get back to your calls here quickly. We got to get to Pat Murphy, and we're running just a little short on time. But let's get right to it after a Brewers doubleheader sweep over the St. Louis Cardinals. I'd love saying that. Wow. KJ on that Nicolay Law talking text line. What's up, KJ?
Joey-o.
Oh.
Joey-o. Tim, I got a question for you. Has your bromance with Joey Ortiz been solidified after this stretch of ball game?
He fell in love with Shane Drouin yesterday, I think it was, too.
I fell in love with Drouin.
So it's Dro or Joe. You got to pick now.
More Renjifo.
No more Renjifo. Time for Joe.
No mo.
And Dro.
He's going fo, fo, fo now, though.
Joe goes fo, fo, fo would be great.
Yeah.
You had five hits today, though.
Yeah, Luis Lara, that was a really nice performance for him coming out his debut.
I don't know where he's going to get playing time, though, KJ. I don't know where the playing time is going to come from.
It'll come from somewhere. If he can hit the ball and he has that type of energy, he gave energy to the team today. And they fed off that energy today, Tim. And also, you looked at Cooper Pratt. He's starting to square that ball up. You know, I don't care what anybody says. You know, he's doing just enough to be better than Joey Ortiz was at short, you know, at this point. So shout out to him. Also, I want to give a salute to Harley at the VA for his PSA tonight and his service. I, too, am a veteran, 22 years, nom to Desert Storm. So I can appreciate all the things that people in the community do for veterans. So, you know,
I know that about you, KJ. I don't think I've known that.
Thank you, KJ.
For your service.
No, I don't talk too much about it, but you know, I listening to Harley, that was something that really touched my heart, and I hope people really participate going forward. You know, for the VA veterans.
Awesome. So, KJ, we got to turn you loose, man, but we'll talk again. You know that.
Thank you, KJ.
All right. We want to go Tony or Brian?
Let's go Tony first. Tony and Brett. Tony up first.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love all your callers. What an absolute beatdown tonight. And Ollie Marmol gave up on his team in the seventh inning tonight. And would Murph ever do that?
No, I don't think in the seventh. I don't think so.
Yeah, well, you left that pitcher out there, like deer in the headlights. But other thing is, Lara is special. Just he's got the look, and I don't know if that guy ever goes down to the minors except on a rehab assignment. We got something special going on, guys.
That's funny you say that because on Brewers TV, Levering and Dillard. We're talking about the at-bat in which he knocked in the two runs. During the at-bat, he was working the count. He worked it to a 3-1 count. During that at-bat, they were pointing out that, you know, he looks comfortable. Looks like he knows what he does. Doesn't look like a rookie. He looks like he's confident. Yeah. And look what happened. He comes through 31, worked that count, got a pitch to hit, and knocked in two.
3-1, I was saying, don't be afraid to hit. This is your moment. And
agreed.
What did he do? And he got robbed the day at bat before that. So I'm just like, I listen to every minute of the post game, every minute of the pregame in between games. And it's a crazy schedule, but thank you guys so much.
You made it
a special, special, special day.
Awesome. Thank you, Tony.
Real quick, before we get to Brett, are we going to. is Brandon Lockridge going to mess up this whole vibe on Luis Lara? Is it going to figure itself out by then?
I hadn't thought of that.
I'm just saying.
That's in, what, 3 weeks?
I don't know. I just don't want to think about it. But now I thought about it. So I had to say it out there because this is the trust tree. So
it's a good problem to have.
I don't want it. I don't want the problem. Yeah, I get it. All right. All right, Brett and Mequon, you'll round us out tonight. What's going on, Brett?
What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Yeah, we're having a good night.
I know. Great night. 58-33. I mean,
sounds ridiculous to say out loud, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? It's unbelievable. This team is probably the best Brewer team I've ever, and I'm 57 years old. This is the best Brewer team I've ever watched.
Better than 82?
I think so. I think the depth of our team is great. And I want to say, like, that guy that called in and said that he listens to Cubs post game over you guys is BS.
Love
he
you,
needs
Fern.
To listen to you guys. Like that pissed me off. That pissed me off real bad.
Oh, we're all loyal and dedicated, but I see where he's coming from to hear the Cub fans call in.
Well,
and
he's
whine.
A Brewer fan. He claims he's a Brewer fan, but come on, like he hasn't been listening to you and Tommy.
All these shows are podcasted anyway.
Yeah, that's
right?
Also true. I'm actually, Brett, just to that point though, like I am getting. Like, I don't want to compare the Brewers to the Dodgers anymore. I'm like,
I don't either.
I'm like over that. And I know that's the standard, so I get that's why. But
yeah, but this guy saying that he listens to Cubs broadcasts over you guys, that's not right.
He's dedicated
you guys,
to us, though.
You
I
guys
trust him.
You guys are the best. You guys are the best that we have in it, as far as Milwaukee baseball goes. You guys are the best. And for this guy to say that he's listening to Cubs broadcasts over you,
he's like, just Ferguson's a grade A hater. I can respect it. He is.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Ferguson. Yeah.
Mr. Ferguson. Yeah. Anything else, Brett?
Okay, Brett.
I don't know. That was. I guess that was about it. But
Brett, you can call
anytime.
You
guys
man.
Are great. You guys are great. Don't. Ever stop doing what you're doing.
It's
beautiful.
Oh, man. Thank you, Brett.
Way to go, Tommy.
Oh, shut up.
Way to go, Tommy.
All right.
No, real quick, I'll tell this story as quickly as I can. Doing the show for 20 years, I've always had this really popped up. I forget his name. He was the head football coach of the Cleveland Browns when they were horrible.
Hugh Jackson. Got it.
Yep. And he stepped in on day one and said, my job, our goal is to win the Super Bowl. And I went, yes, that's what you need. Now, were they going to win the Super Bowl? Highly doubtful. Tony La Russa, day one of spring training. Every single year, he said, I don't know how many of you are going to be on my roster toward the end of the year. But I can tell you, from this point forward, our goal is to win the World Series. And here I'm thinking, hey, come on, man. Why is that such a bad thing? Joe Maddon said the same thing in an interview I listened to today. He said there needs to be more of that. When we gathered at spring training, our goal was to win the World Series. Is that the goal for this team and a reasonable and realistic goal every year now? I think the answer is yes. I do. Don't you?
Absolutely.
It is. Whether it's addressed that way or not, my guess is it is. I think Joe Maddon put it, our goal is to win the final game of the year in the postseason. And the only one to do that is the World Series winner. All right, we'll take a break. Get to Murphy, speaking of managers. After a 10-2 win as they sweep the Cardinals in this doubleheader, Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios.
Great performance. He's getting more confidence every time he pitches. He's now walking people and, you know, just really proud of him. He gave us a huge lift today, 7 2/3. And, you know, we could have left him in for sure. But it's about his health and his the right side of his body, his glute kind of tightened up, or maybe it's the left side, but that kind of tightened up, so we didn't want to take any chances. So, yeah, it was fun.
Mark, there's a lot to like by the offense today. How about Luis, major league debut, what he did for you?
He looked great, man. Yeah. His ABs were fantastic, all of them, you know, except the one off the pitcher. Yeah. Other than that, he had great ABs. Yeah, it sure didn't take much time getting used to it, you know. Really happy for him.
You think for a guy just to get some of that stuff out of the way, the first, it's like an exhale. Do you think sitting the first game was a good thing in hindsight?
Are you questioning me, Adam?
No, you.
No, you seem like you're questioning me. No. You're saying in hindsight, you're saying it's a mistake. You could have had three hits in the first game. No. I took it that way. I'm very sensitive. Okay. Very sensitive.
Just love him.
We're up against it there, so I just kept that in for you on Murph because it's another Murphism. But Murph kind of got this place running like a business, and running a business is like a championship run. One bad hit can take you out of the game. G2 Insurance Services and is G2 Insurance Services. Let me restart this. Running a business is like a championship run. One bad hit can take you out of the game. G2 Insurance Services specializes in keeping your business and reputation protected. They offer tailored solutions for restaurants, professional liability, and workers' comp. They represent top carriers like Erie to find the best combination of coverage and price. Get the defensive line your business deserves. G2 Insurance Services in Brookfield, online at g2ins.com. Your friend in insurance. It's not like I've read that 90 freaking times this year. Jeez.
I mean, you are okay.
Woo!
Yeah, I get. Yeah. Happens.
It happens. There was a lot of insurance fronts. They won by 10. And play snowman. Say snowman. And I would play it.
Yeah, just any time.
You all won't, right. Jeff.
Yeah. Also, baseball coverage here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. Okay, so they sweep the doubleheader. They take the first three games of the five-game series. Hey, that means they won the series already.
Mm.
Why? Oh, give me a chance at the broom.
In a five?
That would be game four is tomorrow, 6:45, first pitch. And that'll be Tommy Wirtz once again with the leadoff show, getting you ready for game four of this series.
Yeah, even though it's a 6:45 first pitch, it will be 5:30 to 6:30. We got a special Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame show going from 4:30 to 5:30 tomorrow. So I'll be on remote at the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame event tomorrow doing the leadoff show.
Awesome. After the game tomorrow, Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. 10-2 and 4-3, Brewers sweep the Cardinals in this doubleheader. On this road trip now, well, let's see, 2 out of 3 in Arizona, the first three here. That's a 5-1 mark through 11 games in three cities into the All-Star break. You take that. I think anyone would take that. All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for Tommy Wirtz. My name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great rest of your night. And remember, smile, Wisconsin. Bob Uecker is smiling back.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.